Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
You're listening to ID the Future, a podcast on intelligent design and the debate over evolution originating from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for the Center for Science and Culture, and joining me today is Casey Luskin, Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs with the Center. Casey is a scientist with a law degree from the University of San Diego. He has written extensively about the legal aspects of the debate over evolution in such publications as the Journal of Church and State, and he is a co-author of a recent critique of the Dover ruling, Traipsing into Evolution, Intelligent Design and the Kitzmiller versus Dover Decision from Discovery Institute Press. And today we're going to talk with Casey a little bit about education policy and the Discovery Institute's approach to education. Welcome, Casey.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
I'm glad you could be here. As most of our listeners are well aware, Discovery Institute deals with the debate over how to teach evolution. Specifically, we have proponents of intelligent design theory who are fellows, and we also have fellows who look at the issue of critical analysis of Darwinian evolution. And what I want to talk about today a little bit is the approach to education that the Institute favors, and a lot of people seem to think the Institute wants to mandate the teaching of intelligent design. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. As a matter of public policy, Discovery Institute actually opposes any effort to require the teaching of intelligent design by school districts or state boards of education. We feel that attempts to mandate intelligent design will only politicize this theory and will hinder fair and open discussion of the merits of the theory among the scholars in the scientific community. So we really feel that intelligent design should not be mandated in schools right now. Now, that having been said, we do think that intelligent design is constitutional, and that if an individual teacher would like to present intelligent design at their own discretion, that they should have their academic freedom to do so.
So the Institute doesn't favor mandating intelligent design, and it does think that teachers have the freedom to talk about it in the classroom, though, is that right?
That's right. If an individual teacher wants to choose to teach intelligent design, we think that they should not be censored, and this is information should not be censored from their classroom. Intelligent design is a bona fide scientific approach to studying biological origins, and there's really no reason why it should be unconstitutional.
So if the Institute is not really pushing to have intelligent design forced into the classroom, as a lot of critics say, what is it that the Institute believes should be in the classroom?
Well, instead of mandating intelligent design, Discovery Institute actually thinks that we should be increasing the amount of evolution that is being taught in public schools today. We think that evolution should be fully and completely presented to students, and that they should learn more about evolution, not less. So essentially, in most school districts today, what is taught about evolution is only the scientific evidence which supports evolution. But we think that students should be required to learn about both the scientific evidence which supports evolution and all the evidence which challenges evolution. You know, it's kind of funny, Rob, because a lot of Darwinists out there say that this policy to teach strengths and weaknesses of evolution is simply a guise for bringing intelligent design into the classroom, and it's simply, you know, intelligent design repackaged. This is not true. You can absolutely talk about the strengths and weaknesses of evolution without saying anything about intelligent design, just like how you can critique any scientific theory without getting into various alternative explanations. So this is actually what we think should be mandated in schools today, is to learn about the problems and the strengths of evolution, but don't mandate and get into replacement theories like intelligent design.
Well, that's good for our listeners to understand, because I know people are often confused about that. So I appreciate your taking the time to come and speak with us today, Casey. If you're interested in the debate over how to teach evolution and interested in learning more about that approach to education advocated by the Discovery Institute, please visit our website at www.discovery.org/CSC. And also be sure to visit our daily blog about intelligent design and the science behind it at www.idthefuture.com. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thank you for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert. Robert Crowther, and the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is Copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.